Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And not just the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello and happy Friday. I'm Holly Fry.
And I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
So we talked about the interesting, inspiring, and sometimes a little bit difficult Gustave Courbet this week.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, before we get into my thoughts on Courbet, there's another piece in the What We Do in the Shadows opening credits that I really wanted to do an episode on, but it's impossible. It is the portrait of Salome by Henri Regnault.
Mm-hmm.
He died really young. He does not have a whole lot of life story. So maybe at some point we'll do a Six Impossible Artists or something along those lines, because I am in love with that painting. And this is one of the cases, like, throughout that opening credit scene, which is very clever and super smart and beautifully done. You know, I, in some cases, recognize the art. And of course, it's like, oh, that's funny. The one that they did where they inserted Nadia's face into Renaud's Salome, I think, is actually better than the original painting.
Oh, wow.
Like, there's something about the balance of her facial features and her hair and the way her dress is draped that is perfection to me. I love it so much. But anyway, Courbet. We read that quote about how Courbet was obsessed with his own looks,
mm-hmm.
and how he always made himself look more beautiful than he was. This is very fascinating to me, and I found myself thinking about it a lot in the last week, because we have reached a point socially where I think people understand that it is not cool to comment on people's looks.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone has reached a point, but most people.
Mm-hmm.
But Courbet is one of those people that, like, no one seems to have any hesitancy to go, he didn't look like that. He was, like, kind of pudgy and looked a little dumpy when he painted that, but he painted himself like he was 20 and hot. And I just find this fascinating.
So I get the art that's going to go on our social media. It used to be art that would go on our website back when we had a website. But now it pretty much goes on our social media and nowhere else. And when we have an artist, I usually try to see first if they did a self-portrait that could be the artwork, because then you're seeing a work by the artist and what they look like together in one picture.
Mm-hmm.
And there were many. And as I was clicking through them, I was like, he looks like trouble. He looks like he should be friends with Franz Liszt. He looks
yes.
like a person who would inspire a Lizdomania style response. If I were a gifted painter, I'm sure I would also paint myself hotter than I am.
Well, and to be clear, I mean, I think most descriptions of him when he was young, everyone does kind of agree that he went through like just a smoking hot, super appealing, everyone thought he was gorgeous period.
Mm-hmm.
But then it ended kind of early in his life. Mm-hmm. which again, like that also gets into play of like universal societal standards of what is beautiful and what is not, right?
Sure.
But yes, to compare him to a young Franz Liszt is very on point. And he did continue to paint himself as looking more like that when he had ceased to really look like that later in his life. And apparently to paint other people not as attractive as they naturally were.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that's just somebody being kind of judgy.
Yeah, kind of snippy about everything.
Yeah, I don't know. But I really do love his self-portraits. And some of them, he looks like exactly the poster child of like dangerous romantic era
mm-hmm.
party boy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see a photograph of him and you're like, that didn't quite line up the way I was thinking. Which is, again, no. He still had a lot of romantic entanglements. Plenty of people found him attractive throughout his entire life.
Sure.
Although there is a story that he was involved with a young woman, a younger than him woman, when he was in his 50s, I think. And he did not understand for the life of him. We talked about how he said he's never getting married. He did not understand for the life of him why this young woman would choose a different suitor who wanted to marry her mm-hmm. over the life of passion and excitement that he could offer. He just didn't see the appeal. He was like, why would she do this? What? That's foolish. Again, this is where we get into I have trouble with his arrogance.
Mm.
I cannot imagine being that conceited or arrogant. Those are two qualities I do not delight in. And so for him to be so self-aware of it, like, do you not know the most arrogant man in Paris? Get out of here. is a lot. I also promised some gossip.
Okay.
So the model for the origin of the world has been debated for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
There have even been some people who have put forth the theory that he is in fact painting a dead woman. That's not a very common or widely accepted one. I think that's a sensational and thrilling mm-hmm. one to think about. But most people would agree that the model, or I don't know if I should say most people would agree, a lot of art historians believe that the model for that piece was a woman named Joanna Heffernan. I don't know if that's how she pronounced it, or she was a Joanna. She was Irish.
Mm.
She modeled for him for a lot of pieces. She was also the girlfriend of James Whistler. And she may have had an affair with Corbet.
What?
Because he and James Whistler were friends. And then at one point, they stopped being friends completely. And a lot of people have theorized that it was because of this romantic triangle problem going on. And that Whistler was like not cool with any of that.
Mm-hmm.
There's also an interesting piece. This isn't really gossip. But again, much like the way the artist studio continues to get debated over what it means and what it is, the origin of the world also continues to get debated outside of whether people think it is pornographic. I would say it's not safe for work, mm-hmm. but whether people think it is pornographic or not, outside of that, there are discussions about whether that is the entire painting.
Mm.
Some people have suggested that it had included, again, it's from a pretty severe angle on the body. So even if you could see the woman's head and face, it might look a little weird, but there are some people that have found this other portrait he did of Heffernan and said, like, no, this matches up. But other art historians are like, no, it doesn't. You're kind of grasping at straws. So there are certainly like theories to play with there about whether or not he cut that part off of his canvas to try to avoid getting anybody angry. And apparently that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
If in fact that was the cause of his sudden severance of his friendship with Whistler.
Mm.
It's all very dramatic. I feel like his personal life was particularly romantically very dramatic at all times. Fascinating, dramatic. I really love a lot of his work. I think he probably was insufferable to be around. Maybe. Yeah. Or maybe he was delightful, unless you were an art critic. I don't know. Hard to know. Hard to know. I mean, he seemed, you know, like we said, completely devoted to his family. He adored his parents. He loved his sisters. He loved the people of Ornon. So he wasn't like so arrogant or conceited that it was all about him. He certainly cared for other people, but also seemed, you know, a little complex.
Yeah.
Possibly insufferable.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels has a stay for any traveler you want to be, with 22 brands and over 7,400 locations. Whether you're a business traveler, a family road tripper, someone who wants to seek out history and maybe make your own, or just planning a quick getaway, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Like a Cambria Hotel, where you can be a cocktail connoisseur and sip locally inspired craft beverages at downtown locations in the center of it all. This is a fun way to visit cities with a lot of history and a lot of fun in mind. Or a Radisson Hotel, for all our productivity powerhouses out there. With flexible workspaces and on-site restaurants, you'll get the most out of your work trip. You'll get the coffee, the Wi-Fi, and the work done. And we can't forget about comfort hotels. Imagine you're a family road tripper, waking up in your big spacious room and then heading down to a free hot breakfast for the entire family, including waffles. So you'll be well-fed and ready for the day's adventure, even if that's just relaxing. After that, you're spending all afternoon relaxing by the pool. You deserve it. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you. Book directly at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Say goodbye to complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping, and say hello to an advantage with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Every business faces challenges, but shipping shouldn't be one of them. So keep things simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges for Saturday deliveries, residential deliveries, or fuel. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there, helping you counter the rising costs of doing business with a budget-friendly alternative. And keep things reliable with on-time ground shipping, ensuring your shipments get to where they need to go while maintaining your hard-earned reputation. USPS Ground Advantage Vantage is your ticket to easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. It's the complete delivery service your business needs to rise above the competition. There's never been a better time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
One of the things we talked about this week was Griswold versus Connecticut, and connected to way more recent Supreme Court decisions, maybe future ones. Who knows at this point? So one of the things that amused me, really, when I was working on this was there was the part we talked about United States versus one package. Full name is United States versus one package of Japanese pessaries, but it's usually just written out as United States versus one package. And so having just seen that name crop up before I then stopped to like go look into the details of that case, I had thought that one package was like a store that would discreetly send you contraception or something. Like, it did not occur to me that it was going to be a literal box.
No, it's an actual box of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have a number of thoughts about that. And I think you did too.
Well, mine are the silly ones, which I think we needed after that episode. But I know that at that point, when a case is going on, the whole point of it is really like to examine and potentially make changes to interpretation of the law. But in my head, I find the hilarity of like a package being sentenced in some way very funny. Like,
yeah.
I'm instantly render the cartoon in my head of one package having to do hard labor somewhere and just like sitting by the side of the road for like a couple hours a day, or like one package with a fine issued to it and it not having pockets to look in for money. That's the cartoon that my brain plays.
I think I would have had a really hard time wrapping my head around just the basic existence of that case had I not learned about multiple cases recently that are about cases granting personhood to basically elements of nature. So like a river being granted personhood, so the river has the right to sue in court over being polluted, like stuff like that, which is an interesting way to think about that. And there's an episode of the podcast 99% Invisible that talks about a few different cases like that, a few different circumstances where there's been either in tribal court or in like a U.S. or state court, the idea that a natural system would be granted personhood. And one of the arguments was about how, okay, so if the river has the right to sue against a polluter, and what if there is a flood and the river floods your house? Do you have the right to sue the river for having done that? Like, how does that all work out?
Right.
And I was like, what an interesting argument to even think about. And so, yeah, I had over the last few months learned about various efforts or cases or arguments or whatever about that particular idea. And I think that made it easier for me to even imagine that there would have been a suit filed against a box of pessaries that were used for contraceptive purposes. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
My other takeaway from this episode on the lighter things I can pluck out of it is that P.T. Barnum is everywhere.
I know. I just did. And it was fairly late for whatever reason. I mean, I had read all of these things about the Connecticut law and what it included and what the text of it was and blah, blah, blah. And then I saw things like introduced by P.T. Barnum. And I was like, for real, though? Because I think folks that live in Connecticut may learn more about his work as a legislator when other folks mostly know him because of the circus.
Right.
I do not have any idea if the episodes that previous hosts of the show have done about Barnum, if they talk about that part at all, because I know there are some in the archive.
He also popped up on our episode on spirit photography.
Oh, yeah.
Because as you'll recall, he testified in court that those people were fleecing people. Because he was like, I'm an expert on ridiculousness, and this is absolutely ridiculous. And I just find it hilarious that he had his nose in so many different places.
Yeah. I said during the episode that I had previously just not been able to understand the reasoning in Roe versus Wade. Again, not right. talking about the outcome, talking about like the argument that the court took to get there. And I was like, I don't understand. And I would try to read an explanation. I would still be like, I don't understand how you got there. And that's been one of the like ongoing, until now, has been overturned. Like one of the ongoing concerns about it was like to have an issue that is that morally and ethically and emotionally involved to so many people from so many different angles, to have it rest on something that feels kind of like an argument house of cards.
Yeah. It's scary.
Scary. Yeah. For legitimate reasons, because now it's overturned.
Yes. Yeah. Those always similarly to me. I'm always like, was this really the best tack to take? But
yeah. And that was one of the reasons why every time I would idly go, okay, should we do an episode on Roe v. Wade? And I would be like, okay, number one, how do we, a lot of teachers use our show in their classrooms. And to me, an episode on contraception is already kind of like on the line of whether that's going to work in a classroom setting, and like an episode on abortion is like probably going to be something that most teachers are like going to have to watch out for and like not leave the podcast playing in the background if their kids, the kids they're teaching are in younger grades, right? Like that was a thing that I would sort of think about. But then I would also kind of go, and I also don't understand the ruling. And also there are also all these other issues around like the facts of the case and the people involved. And when Norma McCorvey, who was the person who was anonymously known as Jane Roe during this case, like when she died, all of these facts and allegations came out about how she had personally felt about it and whether her things that she had said about it in the times that the court case happened, whether they were genuine. And I was like, every time there's just more layers of complexity and mess. And like, how is this even possible to talk about in a way that feels all ages friendly? And I could never really wrap my head around it. And then the Supreme Court overturned it.
Yeah. It's difficult on a number of levels, right? It's a lot to pluck apart those decisions and like how they came to their reasoning, which again, I still, even though I technically understand it, I'm like, really? But then also, as you said, like this is a very complex issue that is not just like intellectually important to look at, but also it is very emotional for a lot of people. And so I'm very glad you decided to finally like pounce on it.
I
don't think I ever would have gotten to it.
Well, and I found Griswold versus Connecticut to be, like I said in the show, it made it a lot easier to understand what the reasoning had been during Roe versus Wade, but then also the facts of that case, the cases involved, I felt better able to lay out in a way that was accessible to people and would be as hopefully as I know some states and school systems have incredibly strict rules about what's okay to have playing in a classroom or to use in a classroom resource, but like I felt more able to write out the facts of this in a way that I felt like was going to be hopefully more able to like not turn the podcast into a no-go for classrooms in general. Not necessarily the specific episode. We always say like pre-listen to stuff if you're concerned about listening to it with kids or in a classroom or whatever. But anyway, many complicated factors to think through with all of that. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to send us a note about this, any other podcast, historypodcast@iheartradio.com. It's Friday. Hopefully everything that's happening on your weekend is going to be good and restful. If it can't be restful, I hope there's just like a moment of peace you can grab in there for yourself somewhere. If you're working, I hope everybody is great to you. No terrible customer service encounters or similar. We'll be back on Saturday Classic, and then Monday with a brand new episode. Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.